What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with Canada Rob on the podcast. And, you know, I just kind of need something to air this Wednesday. And so I decided, let's get Rob on the show for today and talk about, you know, the one we did last night is going to air Monday. And I was such a bitch, dude. I was complaining and I was just in a bad mood. But I'm in a better mood today than I was yesterday, so I'm not going to complain anymore. I'm done complaining.
Well, I was having mic issues too, so I wasn't sure if you guys were even hearing me or what was even going on at certain points.
Yeah, your microphone's way better today, so what did you do differently?
Probably just the way I set it up. I charged it more today, both units.
So it's like you have to charge it and not just – it's not like a plugged-in thing?
Well, I can charge it or I can plug it in.
So if you doesn't plugging it in, charge it.
Yeah. But the thing is that, the quick setup I had last night, I couldn't find half my cables. So I was, ringing up to external batteries. Didn't use a ring light.
I was laughing, dude. You and Dom were cracking me up last night. So you guys were both like, I was like, what the fuck, man? I was like, I'm trying to do this stupid show right now so we have something. You and Don were just like, kind of, they're just being like, do-do-do's.
It's a good time. Always a good time when, anytime a good time when I'm on the show. Appreciate you having me.
Especially yeah, man. It's been, like I said, it's been a while since you've been on. We just had you on recently. Let's talk about your TikTok page a little bit, okay? So okay. You're starting, I don't. So, you know, I have a thing, like TikTok and me have like a love-hate relationship. I don't, people are on there, and I see, you know, I follow some people's pages on there, and they go this viral, they get these videos that have like, you know, I don't know, thousands of views, and I'm like, but what do you do? Like, why? What are you doing to, like, what's the point of it? And some people just do it for fun, right? But, you know, I do it to grow the podcast, and so I don't get people that don't have a reason to TikTok to do it. I guess like they're famous in their own way, like they get TikTok viral and maybe it leads to something. I don't know. So I have a love-hate relationship with TikTok because I feel like I put videos out there all the time and they get like fucking 200 views. Then I'm like, fuck this, man. I'm done with TikTok. Then I still post to TikTok. But you have and some of your videos, come on, dude. Some of them are not even that great.
I know. But some of them are, I don't know, I touch on a couple different things. Like, I just want to make people laugh. And if when I'm making a TikTok, if I laugh, I'm sure I'm not the only person that's going to laugh at it. Like yesterday, I put a video up of behind my work. So somebody stole a trailer, like a utility trailer, took it from Rona, which is about three blocks away, through the alley and parked it behind our dumpster. So a little backstory about where I work. Behind, there's an alley, and there's a lot of drug heroin use, and there's a lot of homelessness where I'm from.
You actually told me about this. You told me about this before, too. Yeah, you mentioned this absolutely. To me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they like to camp out there. So usually every morning, I have to go out and kind of clean up the yard, like get rid of needles, put them in the proper thing. But to my surprise, I find this brand new $2,000 Canadian trailer. So I'm thinking, like, this is absolutely crazy. How the hell did this trailer get here? Like, these guys must have been that high that they floated it over the building, because it's almost impossible to get into this alleyway and into this spot. And there's no way that they lifted up the NIM bin or the garbage bin to put that there.
Dude, tweakers can do some amazing things, dude. I'm telling you, they can solve the world's problems, I think, sometimes. Because they stay awake for days and their minds don't work normally like yours or mine does, right? So they just sit there and they think of these, like, crazy, impossible ideas. They take things apart, put them back together. They're problem solvers, man, because your brain just – I'm not saying it makes you smarter. All I'm saying is your brain's on a different level when you're when you've been up for like 3 or 4 or 5 days.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I got one more story about my work.
Well, hold on before you go into that, I want to ask you. Yeah. So you go out there, you pick up needles. You literally pick up needles. You do that for real?
Yeah, no, literally. I have a little. I can't even keep the sharps container back there because what they'll do is they empty out the sharps container everywhere. Then I have to pick them all.
Are you scared you're gonna accidentally stab yourself and get AIDS
heroin? I'm wearing gloves. I'm very careful in what I'm doing. You know.
Okay. Yeah, you pick them up very carefully and.
Yeah, I know. I have gloves and I put them in the sharps container. And then what they do right now, what the health unit is giving them is clean injection stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that they need, like a band, comes with water, comes with a syringe, comes with a bunch of different things. But even those things are strewn all over the place, not even open.
Is your office like in a downtown type of area?
No, it's off the highway. And right now, so what's going on is that they're building a new building here for homeless people. So it's supposed to be like a new start program for them.
Well, that's kind of, you know, that's a good thing if it gets used and gets used correctly.
Oh, absolutely. But there's going
to
be,
you never know.
Yeah, there's going to be flaws in the system. You know, they had to close down some shelters because they were attacking the staff. They're not allowed to bring their stuff in. So they were actually attacking the staff with needles. So they closed down those injection sites. Or not injection sites, but
places safe. For them
to, yeah, safe place.
Is it like in, I don't know if you know much about like Washington, the state of Washington, but they have like safe, I don't know if they're called safe injection sites or safe drug area places.
Yep.
I guess Canada has the same. Does all of Canada have that? Or is it just like per province? So
it depends on the problem there, you know? Like fentanyl is a huge problem here in Canada. Absolutely huge, you know?
You know what? I don't understand how fentanyl is a problem because so many people die from it. Like people die, like someone could just have, I saw this video on a YouTube video of a police officer who had a body cam on and he literally just barely breathed in some fentanyl testing it or got close to it and he almost died. And then people, like who would want to try that thinking the first time you could just die from it?
Well, that's the high they're looking for, right? That's just, that's what grabs a hold of them. They can't just stop, you know, it's a problem.
It's an opioid, right? So I guess if you're used to doing heroin or something like that, maybe you're not going to die the first time you use fentanyl because your body's used to the opiates in your system.
Yeah. But people, that's what they're looking for. And they have those naloxone kits, you know, you spray it up their nose if they're having a drug overdose.
Oh, like, and it like stops them from overdosing.
Yeah, Narcan. You find those riddled everywhere. But yeah, I've got it's crazy. Some of the stories I could tell you about that. But that's part of my TikToks too, or what I find behind the back of the store.
So you kind of have a theme going. So I don't pay attention to TikTok as much anymore. I do, and I see your videos, and every time I do see one, I try to like it. And it's amazing how much you're growing on there on that platform. And I'm sitting here being a petty little bitch, like, watch my show, like, look at my podcast. I'm talking to some famous motherfuckers, man.
Absolutely. And doing really well with it too. Congratulations, man. It's
thank good. I just my TikTok would grow that motherfucker.
Like Lou Ferrigno, remember I told you that's the story I told you last night about.
Yes, we talked about Lou Ferrigno. So anyone that did not catch Monday's episode on the podcast, this is going to air Wednesday. Rob is, as a kid, was scared of the Incredible Hulk, which I thought was pretty funny.
Oh, I was scared shitless. As soon as I heard the song, come on, man, you have to listen to the podcast. But yeah, I was totally against it.
So anyone that's listening to this and wants to go follow your TikTok page, I know you started a couple of different ones because you had for a while because you got kicked off of TikTok for a little bit.
I did, yes.
Or I don't know if it was kicked off. Yeah, not kicked off, but banned. But not permanently banned.
No. It was for a couple of weeks.
And so you had a new account called Canada Rob because – So everyone knows, I met Rob about a year or so ago, and he was doing a TikTok live, and I was on there, And I just start kind of messaging, commenting, I guess, on your live feed. And then you were commenting back. That's how we became friends. Yep. And he came on the podcast. We did some live reaction videos. I deemed him and nicknamed him Canada Rob because he lives in Canada and his name is Rob. So that was a TikTok page you had for a little bit. You don't post on that anymore, though. You're back to your normal TikTok account, which is just Rob Danaher.
Yeah, Rob Danaher 78. If you type in Rob Danaher, you'll find my TikTok. It'll be the first one on there.
Yeah. So go do that and then follow me on TikTok too. If you're on TikTok,
absolutely. Give Sebastian
the last spot.
Yeah.
Rob's always giving me a shout out.
Yeah, we've done a couple of videos. We gotta do some more.
We don't do live videos anymore.
No, we gotta start doing some.
I get tired of them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have like 5 viewers, 6 viewers. Sometimes you'll get more sometimes just on your own. But, you know, the most I've ever had, I think like at one point, I think we had like 100 or something. But it's like very rare. And I never know what to say. It's not like podcasting. It's quite different. It's different.
I just read the comments and you just interact with the people that are on there. I absolutely love when trolls come in. It's probably one of my favorite parts. But remember TikTok Jesus, how he was like a troll first?
Yeah, you know, he was.
TikTok Jesus, he's one of my good followers. I follow him back. He's got some good content too, but every time I mention his name, boom, he pops up. So,
because he knows he's TikTok Jesus. He knows when you're talking. He knows when you're talking about him.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I wonder if anyone else out there has made friends just from TikTok from around the world. Like, you know, that's one good thing. You know, but I will say this. TikTok does silence things that Facebook does not.
Yes.
They silence things that Facebook doesn't, and they will ban you for it. But it's funny. I'll see, dude, here's what's crazy. You can make a TikTok post, right? You could duet somebody and then TikTok delete or silence or try to ban your profile and your video, but the original content creator is still going.
Absolutely. So I got one right here. I wasn't allowed to go on lives. And I wasn't allowed to post videos. I could only comment. So there's a Canadian TikToker. His name is Whitey. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he comes into a room and all he does is kicks off his flip-flops. But in Canada, all the women want Whitey. So I stitched the video, right? And it wasn't bad. I think all I said was, come on, Whitey, say some ass for the rest of us. And then giggled and then turned it off, right? It got a huge amount of views very quickly. And then all of a sudden, my video gets taken down for nudity, but his is still up. Actually, that video is still up under review. Still up under review.
So I wonder if his was reviewed first before. So wait, so it's not kicked off there. It's just under review still.
It's still under review. Hold on. Let me just take a look at this because I think I can do this while we're on here.
Okay. Because wouldn't it be weird if they already viewed his, why should they have to review yours? Because it's a duet you did?
I did a duet with him, yeah.
But were you weren't naked?
No, nobody was naked, dude.
Then why? Is that under review? Did you say for nudity?
Yeah, it's under review for nudity. It was like a year ago.
Oh, and it's still under review?
It's still under review.
It's not getting on there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, I've got so many videos I have. I've got three videos that reached over 1 million views. I have two videos on other accounts that are over 1 million views. But and some of them are the stupidest things. Like
while you're doing that, I'm gonna play a song over here. Let me play a song by a band called Scum of the Earth, Ziggurats of Mesopotamia by Scum of the Earth. Here we go.
The miracle of- Strong.
was fucking cool.
Yeah, all right. So look, dude. So that is their newest song by Scum of the Earth. I can't see the name of the song is so hard to remember for me. Juggernauts of Mesopotamia or something like that. Anyways, you could find that on YouTube, and that is actually Rob Zombie's old guitar player from before Rob Zombie quit and started doing directing movies. So that's their band. And you know, I'm not a big fan of animated music videos, unless they're lyric videos. But that one is actually really cool. Like, that's like really detailed, very well done, very well detailed done. Oriented. The song's really cool. It does remind me of Rob Zombie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When I first heard that song, I was like, this sounds like Rob Zombie. And then I looked him up. I was like, oh, well, it's Rob Zombie's old guitar player from 2003, I guess, when they split. But did you ever find that video that you were talking about?
Which one's that?
You were talking about a TikTok video you were going to play.
Oh, yeah, actually, I did, yeah.
That's the whole point.
I thought we were talking about something else here now. Okay, so I don't know how I can do this, but.
Let me see. Yeah, because we're not going to air this on YouTube. This is just going to be audio. What does that say there? Oh, appeal. It says appeal recorded.
Appeal received.
Appeal received. Okay, yeah, it's hard to see on the screen.
And then, hold on. If you look at the date.
I can't. July 31st. I don't know. 2020?
Yeah.
That's 2 years ago, bro.
Yeah, man.
No, they're not going to appeal it at this point.
No, but it's like so far back because it was.
Let's see. Yeah, man. Is that the only video that you've tried to resolve? Do you get any other videos that get
actually, I've got a lot of people that hate my content and a lot of people report me. A lot of people report me, and I don't make videos like I used to. I smartened up.
Yeah.
But there's one video I think I had reported like 7 times.
Dude, here's the thing. The more... I wouldn't say famous, but the bigger you get on any platform, okay, the more haters you're going to get. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I've had people go on Apple Music or Apple Podcast and give me a 1 or 2 star rating. And that's fine. Maybe they think I fucking suck. That's okay too. But that's why I quit, because I would get on Reddit and I would because there's podcasters out there. Look. And I'm not trying to complain or be a negative Nancy, stupid fucking word. But regardless, people get on Reddit and they're talking about their podcast and they're, you know, asking these questions of should I do this? Should I do that? You know, someone complained that somebody was eating food. They shouldn't do that. I'm like, do what you want to do. So I'm on there and I would respond. And I'm like, do what you want to do, because I would belong to these podcast pages on Reddit. If you know how Reddit works, it's still kind of
absolutely do, yeah.
Okay, so I would get on there, and instead of giving advice, I would just say, quit being a pussy. You know, I was like, do what you want to do. Don't be a little bitch about shit. And apparently, people don't like that. And I'm an outside-the-box thinker. Like, I just fucking do me. Like, if you don't like what I have to say and don't like what I have to do, I don't care. Go listen to someone else. Don't listen to me. I play music. I talk to actors. I talk to bands. And I'm just who I am. If you don't like it, I don't care. To give me a 1 or 2 star rating, that's fine. But I guarantee you these people were doing it because I was sitting there talking shit on Reddit about do your own thing and don't worry about what someone else says, you little bitch. And of course, my dumbass puts my name on Reddit was the Loud Spot. And I talked about the Loud Spot podcast. And, after I was talking shit, I started getting these 1 star ratings. And so I just had to get off Reddit. I was like, you know what? Because I cannot keep my mouth shut. So I've learned just to not get on Reddit, and it's hard for me to keep my mouth shut. And it's not hard for me to keep my mouth shut if I agree with something, but if I disagree, I want to say something, and that's when I need to shut up the most.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, in Canada TikTok right now, there's like a left side and a right side.
Yeah.
I kind of in the everywhere. Middle. So it's kind of like really weird right now, because right now there's like really, really dramatic stuff going on in Canadian TikTok. Like the Freedom Convoyers, they made up this camp to send little kids, because Tim Hortons has this camp that won't send anybody that's got, doesn't have the vaccine, can't go. Because some of these
Hold on. What kind of camp is this? I'm confused. There's a Canadian. It's a camp. It's a what camp?
Man, I'm going to send you. It's a camp for kids.
Okay.
So like Tim Hortons in Canada, which is a, you know what Tim Hortons is?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send you some literature. We'll do a podcast on this whole
thing. Okay. All right. Yeah. So this has to do with the Freedom, like the truck. The
Freedom Convoy.
Which is the truck car. I thought that was over now. I thought it was done.
Oh, no. Dude, okay. So here's another thing. So I forget what their name is, but they bought a church in Ottawa, the Freedom Convoyers, like the Tamara Lynch and a couple other people. And what the fuck? I forget what they're calling themselves. Anyways, and then on the West Coast, Theron Fleury, which is a hockey player, and the other Freedom Convoy guy, Big Red, I think his name is, have like another place where Freedom Convoyers can go, where it's safe for them. But anyways, to do with this whole Freedom Convoy thing, there is these, it's called Camp for All. Camp for All was designated by these people that were trying to do a good thing by sending kids that weren't vaccinated to camp with other kids that weren't vaccinated. Big deal. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a problem with the money. Where did all the money go? All that, there's six people that all stepped down from this organization, and it's in like 50 G's, bro, that donated money from people, like hardworking people that were trying to send kids to camp. And apparently they sent four kids to a camp, but no camp in Canada is going to take them on a child's camp unless they're vaccinated. So they probably took them to someplace, set up trailers or set up a tent someplace and sent the kid to camp.
What the fuck?
Yeah, if you actually Google Camp for All, you'll go to the website and it'll show you their documents from 2 months previous to this month, like May and June.
So, June. Because we're in August.
It's interesting. So there's some really weird shit going on here in Canada. So that's what a lot of my TikTok.
I'm telling you right now, there's weird shit going on everywhere in the world, and that's just absolutely crazy. Like, so you know, one thing that you do that I don't do is I quit paying attention to politics. I have to stop paying attention to politics. That, you know, I turn on one like Fox News, and I turn on CNN, and the story was so conflicting. And I just had to quit. Like, no one's right, no one's wrong. Everyone has their own opinions and their own views on something. And people always say you got to pick a side. People don't always say that, but a lot of times people want you to pick a side. And I just don't want to. You know, I don't want to, because I don't know if I agree with something for my own purpose, and maybe the other person on the other side has their reason why they think their views. Then who am I to tell them they're wrong if I didn't live their life? You know, I've said this before on my podcast. I'm a very, you know, I think that everyone has the right to their own opinions and their own views, whether it's one way or the other. And you can hate me for that or not hate me for that. Either way, I'm not going to get on Reddit and talk about it. And I'm also not going to get on TikTok and talk about it.
And one thing that's really bad is misinformation.
Dude, you know, it's almost
misinformation.
I feel like almost information.
You don't know anymore, right?
You don't know, because you just know what the media tells you.
Well, yeah, or what you go on the internet. You go on the government. People say, don't trust the government, but you can get all the statistics from the government website. Just go to the government website. And tell
yeah.
It's like, okay, sure.
Dude, exactly. I'm going to wrap this up. In closing, I want to say, go follow Rob Danaher 78 on TikTok. Follow The Loud Spot on TikTok. Go check out Scum of the Earth and their new music that we played on the show today. And go, if you're listening to this episode, this will be aired on Wednesday. Go check out Monday's episode with Canada Rob on that. Also Southern Flame, my co-host Don McIntyre was on there. Rob's mic wasn't all that great, but we had a fun time anyways. And yes, I was complaining I'm being a little bitch, but that's okay. We all have bad days, and that's what happens sometimes. Rob, stay right there. Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
Our pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.